So I've been gone for a little too long. This is Anthony White, the Orange Tie Guy, and I think that I've been getting more requests for podcast episodes, and to be perfectly honest, it's difficult for me not to share my thoughts and express my opinions and try to give positive encouragement to everybody around me. And I've seen that a few people have listened to my previous three episodes, and I say a few because that's literally what it is. And my goal and objective has always been to help people, to really serve, because my life is really in the service of my fellow beings. So when it comes down to the details, I've been so caught up in trying to help people in my immediate peripheral view, if you will, that I've kind of neglected the world about. And yet, likely the people that have listened to my previous podcasts have been about and around, you know, the world, not necessarily close and local. I am someone who doesn't necessarily get on social media. I'm not really one who is, you know, proactive in posting things or adding people, you know, who I don't know. I mean, I'm one of those old people that actually still uses Facebook. I don't really do Instagram all that much, even though I've got an account. The same thing with pretty much every other social media out there. And even when I get on Facebook, it's like when I'm laying in bed ready to fall asleep. I mean, I really don't follow anyone. So, but one thing that I wanted to do is I feel like I need to really just share who I am as the Orange Tie Guy and to encourage other people to be the same. And it's really just an outlook that seems to be different from what I'm seeing all over media. I mean, I'm a very much, I enjoy media in the sense of like movies and entertainment, that kind of a thing. But I don't listen to the news because it's all garbage, or at least it's negative and pessimistic. And it's like, I don't need that. I really don't need that. And if I need to learn something, then I can just Google it, you know, that kind of a thing. But podcasts are something that I'm not also too into. I mean, there are very few, and I mean, there's so many people that have something to say, but there's so much time in the day, and we need to be filled with positive reinforcement in our lives. And so I guess what I need to do is just, you know, talk, right? That's kind of my calling, is to speak, to be able to share the things that I feel impressed upon and that I feel is right and true. Because honestly, I mean, I feel like I have to be a defense against, you know, those that would come. I guess I'm a defender of justice, you know, of truth and virtue. At least that's how I feel. And so with that, I'm going to share my thoughts. And one of them is, you know, we got this. That's the simple truth about it, right? The title of this episode, it's going to be a short one, but I wanted to kind of do it on a marking day, which is, you know, 11-1-2022, you know? So with that momentous occasion and for this small, short time, I feel it's essential for far too many people don't see that there's a lot of positive, good things that are going to happen. Yeah, there's a lot of muck and garbage that's around us, but guess what? There's also a lot of light and truth. And that's one of those things that I get excited about. I mean, I'm somebody who is not naturally like optimistic. You know, that's something that I proactively make a choice on every day. I mean, I listen to other people that give me positive encouragement, and I also read other people's positive, you know, words and thoughts. And I mean, I guess I could say I'm a podcaster in the sense that I watch YouTube, probably too much. But that's how I listen to them, because I'm a visual person as well as an audible person. So, I mean, to each their own, right? Some people listen, some people watch, some people have to read it. And who knows, maybe eventually once I, you know, can afford it, I can buy or pay some time to have somebody script out my podcasts and put it into a blog or something. Maybe it'll reach other people and be a force for good, hopefully, in this world. But one of those clarity, I guess, mindsets that pops into my head happened tonight. So I was playing pickleball, and there was about, you know, a dozen of us or so, a little over a dozen, and we had two courts. And it was interesting because as I would play, and we always play teams because I don't think I could, you know, effectively do anything good by myself or solo. And it's nice when you play with people that are better than you, because first they smash you, right? They totally destroy you. But at the same time, you can adjust and modify and improve if you choose to. Or you can be a bummer and you can just say, oh man, I suck, and give up. And I've played with people that are on both sides of that mindset. One, she was very much like capable to be able to do stuff. And, you know, I think we all have health issues in one way or another. I mean, hopefully it's something that's not as terrible as cancer, but guess what? That's possible. I mean, I myself have epilepsy. I have a friend who is not even 40 yet, and she got a pacemaker, you know, in her early 30s because, you know, her system just wasn't processing that. Another friend, he doesn't produce insulin, you know, and it's, so there's a lot of things in our lives where, you know, in some form or another, we're weak, right? We need or help, or we're reliant on other things. Well, I think that positivity is one of those areas in which we are reliant on others to be able to help share that light that they have, or even to share the light that somebody else has that they've seen, because we don't all have to be happy and positive. Don't get me wrong, it's very advantageous and beneficial for our own personal life, but even if we can share the light of somebody else, awesome, then that works. And me, myself, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I love him, and he is my master. But at the same time, one of these reality checks is recognizing that we are lights to each other. Like, he is the light of the world, amen to that. But when it comes down to it, we're a light to each other. And one of those big things that far too many people don't realize is that we can be a light no matter where we are or who we worship or think about. But when it comes down to it, we can still be a light to others that maybe are stuck in darkness. And that's something that I hope and aspire to be. So when it boils down to that just simple truth, we can do it. We were on the pickleball court, and I was teamed up with Katie. And Katie and I, she was kind of bummed out because she was missing some hits. And I said, hey, no worries. And I'm always requesting my partner to always paddle bump me, right? So you have your pickleball paddle. And I don't like them slapping together, so it almost sounds like two pieces of wood hitting each other. No, I have a little rubber edge around my pickleball paddle, and I just kind of bump it, almost like a fist bump, right? But when you do it with paddles, so hers is maybe, you know, horizontal and mine is vertical, and we just, you know, cross paths and bump. And it doesn't matter if you messed up a hit, you know, you messed it up, whatever, or if I messed up, it's like, okay, let's do positive reinforcement, you know, encouragement. That's really what it is. I mean, as a thought investment encourager, that's something that I want to portray not only in my life, but to encourage other people to do the same. Be a thought investment encourager, be an optimistic, you know, receptive, attractive, nurturing, genuine, enthusiastic person, right? That's why I'm the orange tie guy. It's just a reality check to be able to say, you know what? I want to be an encourager. I want to be helpful and beneficial to other people. And it was one of those things where it seemed like I kept saying it. We got this. We got this. And it was interesting because as we did, like we won. Like we won, but like we were down or whatever. But it was literally just this belief. And I kept telling her, I said, hey, you know what? Don't worry about that. And in fact, we got to the point where I kept saying, we got this. And I said, hey, Katie, guess what? And she's like, we got this? And I said, yes, we do. And, you know, she would smile. And it was just this reality check that, guess what? You can stay in the slums and you can be down and you can feel bad about this or that, or, oh no, I'm losing. And it's like, no. Let's switch that thinking. You know, how do we modify? You know, I'm good with this. Like, we can do this, you know? And if other people get discouraged, like on the opposing team, because hey, guess what? That's their kind of goal, right? They want you to not believe in yourself. And it's the same in the sense of, you know, adversarial things. Anybody who is trying to be your adversary or your opposition or your competition, they want to somehow destroy the confidence that you have. And literally, this has been like billions of times, it seems, in this world. Granted, I don't have every account, but we usually have those from like the Olympics, or we have them from like, you know, professional, you know, championship games. You know, it's all of these things where it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that actually happened. And it's like, well, guess what? The person who accomplished it, they believed. That's all that mattered. They believed they had it, and they did it. And that's what faith is. It's really faith in action, belief in action is faith. I mean, that's the truth of it, right? I mean, I preach this all day long, but I don't use necessarily the term faith, and maybe I got to fix that. You know, I got to change a little bit and use the term faith, but it literally is belief and action. It's coupled together. I mean, you can believe, great, but if you believe and don't move, you don't. It's not really accomplishing much of anything. You got to do something about it, right? And I mean, whether that's a thought, whether that's words, whether it's actions, whether it's, you know, I mean, any of those, that's really what that faith comes into, or that action comes into place. Yes, thoughts are actions, you know, thoughts and words and doing. But most people can ponder or think about it, but thoughts turn into words, and words turn into actions. So when we do, it's so much more powerful than just thinking about it, right? Willing it to happen. Because eventually when you are believing, or you say, yeah, I'm doing this, or this is going to get done, it may not happen right then and there, but eventually it increases and grows and progresses. So one of the simple truths that I would hugely want to encourage you is, you know, we got this. You got this. Like, this is the thing that we can think about. There are so many unnecessary, you know, deaths or negative thinking or depression, like depression related problems. I got to tell you, I lived with depression for 30 something years of my life. And I got to tell you, I'm free. I'm not depressed anymore. And when I say that, I don't gloat. I mean, I'm saying it's possible. Like, this is a guy who was bullied. This was a guy who, you know, was, you know, felt like garbage, was depressed, suicidal. And guess what? I'm not any of those anymore. I have a better light to see, and I know and have a clearer path in front of me. And I'm here just to be an encourager. So if nothing else, if you got hopefully a little nugget from this, I'm Anthony White, the orange tie guy, and I live to serve. And I hope I did a little bit for that. Of that for you today. And hopefully you'll tune in, and I'll have better podcasts in the future. See you for now.